We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Hey, yay! Welcome to Speaking Millennial. The microphones work. I am Bill Spadia here with Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. And our special guest today, special guest, Kylie is here.
Kylie, finally.
How about that?
Hi, guys.
Kylie, we were supposed to have you on as a guest last week.
I was a little busy. I was becoming a mermaid.
That's right.
So bizarre.
And I was trying to figure this out. And I, you know, I think, Jessica, was it you who said this? That, like, we were trying to get to the bottom of, like, why girls like mermaids so much. Because my daughters love mermaids. I can't figure it out
because of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, but you're a fish. It's like you're half fish. You're not like you're beautiful from the waist up, mm-hmm. and then from the waist down, you're literally just a tuna.
Kylie's looking at you in judgment.
But I just don't understand.
I have a really dirty way I could take this, but I don't know if this is the time.
No,
I'll do that off now.
Well, we usually get our explicit rating about 3 minutes. So.
I in no way am I being gross. I'm just trying to get to, like, I don't have a satyr fetish where, like, I want to be, you know, like half goat.
You don't think it'd be awesome to have a fin?
Yeah.
No, but you don't have any,
you don't want to be a centaur?
You don't have
and
legs
swim?
Or
and
genitals.
A shell bra.
Yeah, shell it's bra. Awesome. So from the waist up,
no
I
way
get
that's
it.
Comfortable though.
No bras are comfortable.
But I'm saying one made of shells.
That would be particularly uncomfortable. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
There's no underwire.
This is making me really uncomfortable.
So yeah, check out NJ115.com. We have mermaid pictures. That's what we're getting.
Whoa, nice plug.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Oh, we're doing this now. Bill just likes to do this because I have to go and find the spot where he says that to plug in all the commercials. But I'm willing to take that challenge.
The world's tiniest violin.
Listen.
Thank you.
Right. I will be complaining at length on the way home to Mike Casey.
So I didn't understand the mermaid thing. And what happened with that? It just became a post? Like, was that just for the whole...
Yeah, the afternoon drive host Bill
we
Doyle
have to do 10?
Put it up.
Well, they were at the Coney Island Mermaid Parade.
Is that what it was?
And then
there's a mermaid parade?
A whole makeup tutorial.
Yeah.
All I know is I was a beautiful mermaid.
All I know is that Lou came in and said to Bill and me, "Do you guys want to become mermaids?" As if that was like a viable option.
It was actually an awkward moment.
Yeah. Well, there is like a whole island of people that get dressed up.
Right.
As mermaids and march around.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what this is.
Yeah.
This is exactly an argument my wife and I constantly have where I go, "That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." And my wife goes, "Oh, it's just people having fun. Why can't you have to be like that? Why can't you just be a nice person?" It's stupid. If you're dressing like a mermaid because everybody else is, you're a dummy.
Look, it's a trying time. Whatever you can do to make you happy, do it.
Okay.
See, right. I think it's a great time. I'm just happy waking up every day seeing the headlines.
Well, you are a middle-aged white guy. Just throwing that out there. I mean, again,
so are you.
I'm not necessarily being affected negatively by the current but I can see where other people might.
It's all in their head. It's all good. Are you really drinking this crap?
So I saw I'm drinking a Monster Rehab, and I just saw Rehab, so I figured it had to be good for me. Yeah, it's actually.
There's no way that's good.
It takes 6 to 8 weeks to finish one.
And I have to. $30,000.
That's right. I have to talk about my feelings every sip.
Are you going to spill it on the soundboard again?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. Although I do think
that's
what gained the soundboard sentience. That's why the soundboard now actually is a living, breathing being.
But no one has spilled anything on this soundboard, and we are out two mics.
What? Yeah. Can I ask a question? Why is that room still not fixed yet? How is that possible? The other room.
I feel like Kylie knows more about the company than I do.
Kylie, why is that other room fixed?
Well, considering I'm here all day.
You were literally here all day. You got here at 9 o'clock.
I did. It is now 6:40.
Why are you here so long?
Oh, for you.
Which is why you're like,
thank you,
I want to go home.
Let me go home.
She was punchy when I walked in at 6. Just slightly.
Understatement.
So we have actual, listen to this. We are how many episodes in? 53?
This 80? Like, this is like episode 70.
790?
Like literally episode 70.
Is it really?
And Jay, I have to say, I told Bill this off air. I've got beef with this podcast.
Oh yeah, why is that?
This is why she's here.
You're how many episodes in? I've not heard you guys speak millennial.
No,
it's a very good point. Yeah,
so I have
70 episodes.
Oh,
a list of millennial terms.
All right, we actually have a bit.
I'm gonna quiz you guys to see.
This is the first bit we've ever had. It's usually just shooting the shit. All right,
welcome to the bit zone, baby.
We're usually just bullshitting. That's right.
That's why we need a Kylie to come in and say like, "Hey, why don't you guys do something other than just talk?"
All right, so Jessica can be your lifeline because I'm sure she knows these terms better than you guys.
All right.
So okay. So this
is
from
a test. Like, is it a competition?
Can we make it one?
Why not? What are we betting?
I don't know. One of us has to become a mermaid.
We're not betting that.
Winner gets a beer from the beer fridge. I'm offering you own
beer.
You
know what? I think that's an excellent.
Hang on. Let me sip on my rehab
guy over here. We'll.
As the person who's literally been through rehab, I don't know if a beer is a good idea for me.
I'll pour you some water.
Nice. That's all right. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let me know when you guys are ready.
Give it to him like a drink. Like, you have to drink it for
pour
him.
It in the,
that's right.
Pour the it beer. Into his mouth. No, the water.
No, that's disgusting.
Into the water.
Are we going to tap the table?
Hands go up because we can't see your
How about we go beep?
Yes. Better
beep.
Idea.
How about we just answer the question? And if we both get it right.
Beep.
Like, it's not a competition for each question.
Yeah, that noise is super annoying.
Right?
Beep. Kylie, where did you get these?
Is your birthday coming up?
July 16th,
I heard that.
Yeah, it's a week from Monday. Wait, it's this Monday.
There's a whole discussion today.
Good
about
Lord.
Birthday.
Wait.
Was there the discussion about my birthday?
Monday.
That's
What's
cool.
the discussion?
You're working your birthday.
Yeah.
To fill in for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so
people work on their birthday sometimes.
I hate my birthday.
What?
Actually, the last 2 years, we've had events on my birthday and your birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Comedy events.
It's like I've not ever had off on my birthday.
I've always worked my birthday.
I prefer that I don't have to self-reflect and think what I've done in the 42 years I've been alive.
Eating cake.
Judgment look. Ooh, we're ready.
Jessica, can you keep track?
Yes.
Okay.
We're actually keeping score.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
You raise your hand when you know. You have to give me what you think the word means and bonus, an extra bonus point if you use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Correctly.
Sounds good. As a former English teacher, I think I should do very well.
So this is from the Odyssey Online. We have 9 millennial slang terms you need to know. Number one. Ready? Jay and Bill. Lit.
I know that.
My hand was up first.
Jay?
I don't think it's a competition of time.
Lit means really good. Like
I would say great.
That party was lit.
Oh, I was going to say this podcast is lit.
Bonus points. That's the example sentence used by the Odyssey Online. That party was lit last night.
Nice.
2 points for Jay.
Did I only get one?
You don't get anything.
His hand was up first.
I beeped in first. If this were Jeopardy.
I didn't think that's how we were playing.
This is hardcore, Bill.
You're going to be pouring him some water.
I was just so happy I knew what lit meant.
You forgot to raise your hand.
Ooh, if I was a millennial.
If I was a millennial nephrologist,
I would say something like, those kidneys are lit. Thank you.
Number two. Bay.
Oh. I know.
Jay's hand was up first.
Go ahead.
Bay is a boyfriend or girlfriend. And it's short for babe, I think, where you go like, hey, my bae was really lit last night because her kidneys were really gummed up.
There's some dispute over bae because some millennials say it's before anyone else.
Point, Bill.
No, listen.
No, that's where it comes from.
Jay, I'm sorry. Point,
there
Bill.
There are several sources that have, I've had this argument.
It's stupid though.
So? Well,
it doesn't matter if it's stupid.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They said it was short for baby.
I feel like the entomology there is an easy track. It's babe.
I think you should lose a point for arguing. So I think we're at 1-1 now.
Am I a judge? You know what'd be awesome if I was dating a girl named Chesapeake and then she'd be my Chesapeake Bay.
Oh my god! I just realized you became a father because that was a real dad joke.
It really was. Yeah.
Number three.
That dad joke was lit.
Oh. Oof. Shook.
Hmm. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
That's when you're like, you're unsettled. It's an unsettled, like that kidney problem that I had shook me.
I think if it's an experience that like hurt you and upset you, you're upset.
Urban Dictionary defines shook as shocked or surprised. Can't believe what you're seeing. A term commonly used to describe when you are so surprised that you can't explain it. Point, neither of you.
Yeah, I feel like neither of us got that.
Yeah.
I think upset would have counted. I would have gone to the judges. I don't know.
Example. Taylor Swift just announced her new album and I'm shook.
Yeah, me too.
Really? You'd be shook over that? I don't know why.
I'm playing this entire
game. Like, you knew an album was coming out. I don't understand what the shook part would be.
You should know, by the way, I'm playing this entire game as a millennial nephrologist. I'm a millennial kidney doctor. Right. Yes.
Number four.
Yes.
This is easy. Fam.
Fam. Oh,
family.
I know.
Family. Oh. Shit.
You got it.
I don't like the whole reason.
Hey, you know what? If you were on Jeopardy, you'd be complaining to Trebek. I got the answer right. I'm sorry it wasn't in the form of a question.
Wait a minute. Because I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
And I've got coffee. I've got water. Something is clearly going to spill. So I am trying to just
I want to hit. Jessica said beep was annoying. I would go beep, but you know, whatever.
Anyway, go ahead.
Fam is like.
But I gave you the answer.
It's short for family, but it's like the people close to you. Like, I got you, fam.
A word used to describe your people, the ones that you can trust clearly. Point J.
You know, all the nurses in my nephrology department are my fam.
Is Jay having some type of kidney issue?
Yeah, I think he is.
You know why?
He's drinking this monster crap. It can't be good for you.
Monster Energy is not a sponsor because we're not doing this like on the top of a slide or something. We're not doing extreme sports.
All right. On fleek.
I feel like I'm losing. Oh, I know that.
I don't know.
Spot on. Great. And it's used. Your eyelashes are on fleek.
Thank you.
Boom.
On point or perfect, you would use this term to describe a physical trait or outfit.
Example, your outfit is on fleek today. Nice.
Good work, Bill.
Hey, the amount of urine you're producing is on fleek.
I think you are obsessed with you. Do you have to go?
Yes. No, I just love the idea
you
of
can
a millennial
take a bathroom break. This is recorded.
I just re-listened to our improv podcast where I was making fun of the stupid improv guy, and now I am improving Jay Black, millennial nephrologist. That's my new radio character.
Yes,
don't lose that though. I feel like that's a piece of equipment.
No, this? Yeah.
What?
No. Yeah, it's like that's the adapter.
Yeah,
I feel like I lose them.
Yeah, so I just bought my own. Yeah,
well, whose is that?
I don't know.
It's just there.
It's just there.
Random.
It's just. Hey, fam, I got you. You want this? That adapter's on fleek.
I got you, fam.
I got you, fam.
I don't think you lead with fam. I think fam like comes at the end.
I don't think that. You know what?
Like this party.
I think that your systematic set of rules is part of the last generation. We millennials don't need to have them.
All right, fam. Next term. Extra.
Oh, that's so easy.
Gum.
Bill.
It's gum.
Going way beyond where you need to go. Like, just totally beyond, like, you like, overdressing, overdoing it.
Point Bill. Over the top, excessive, dramatic behavior, way too much. This term can be used to describe someone's attitude or outfit.
Do me a quick favor. Just turn around because something fell from the ceiling.
What? Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Nothing. Right, did you see that?
I saw that, too.
Wait, is this a plus two?
Is there a bug on my head?
I don't think so. There is not. It fell at least 3 feet behind you, but I saw it fall. It could be dust from us banging the table.
All right, well, if I start screaming.
Man, that guy came in.
Wait, I think I'm winning.
I just feel like there's bugs all over
now. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I felt like it was an important thing to tell you, so you're situationally aware.
So is that a plus two for extra?
That is a plus two.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that guy who came in with the kidney stone, he was all extra. Extra drama.
Oh, I wish I had a picture of the look on Bill's face. All right.
Next week's guest, Mike Casey, listened like he like did a like a binge listen, like he listened to like 12 episodes. He was like, he said you're very much like the quarterback of this show, and I'm the diva receiver that has a lot of off field problems.
You're T.O.
Yeah. He said that's exactly what he's like.
No doubt about it.
And I was like, wow, it's actually a really good summation of the relationship. Yeah.
What like, quarterback though?
I don't know. Like, who do you want to be? Trent Dilfer? You could be Trent Dilfer. He won a Super Bowl. Game manager.
Let's go. Next term. Dead.
Dead? I'm thinking it doesn't mean dead.
Do you need an example sentence?
Oh yeah. Yes, please.
I'm dead. That joke was too much.
I'm going to guess I laughed really hard.
Like?
I laughed so hard I died.
Like, you're killing me. You're killing me.
You killed me.
That was so funny. I can go no further. That's it.
Why are you laughing so hard? I think we got it.
It's just really funny to watch you two discuss this so seriously. Yeah. Point J.
All right.
Really?
I did it.
When you're past the point of something being hilariously funny, when you've laughed as hard as you possibly can, you would use this term when something is just so funny that ha-ha or lol isn't cutting it.
Wow.
Interesting. Is it
did either of them get a point, though?
That was, thank you. No, Jay got it. He needed the. I'm sorry, Bill.
Was it? What fix? You're winning. How could there be a fix?
Well, I'm winning because I'm getting more answers.
That doesn't feel like a plus two.
It's not a plus two.
It's a plus one.
Because I gave the example.
By the way, I have a plus two to your wedding, right, Jessica? Because I'm bringing two people. I'm bringing my wife and also my nephrologist.
Someone to hang out with your wife.
Is this a character you're working on? What's going on?
He's working on a title for the podcast.
It's my new character, the millennial nephrologist. He's a young man who also happens to really be into kidneys. It's a character. He likes avocado toast and kidney stones.
Is this going in your SNL audition or something?
Oh, yeah. It's in my packet for Jimmy Kimmel.
How have you not auditioned for SNL?
Was that?
I can't act.
I have two characters.
You're in movies.
Was that? Thank you.
Yeah, yes. But I play
you
myself in every
act.
Movie. I play myself. I play, me, essentially. I can't. Like, if my character
I'm
was
thinking
me.
Yourself is pre-therapy.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if I come out.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah. You know what?
Did you just buy those headphones?
Yeah, I did. These are brand new.
Sony. Expensive.
Yeah. Well, $19.99. American.
Doing okay.
Do we have a trade war against them yet, Bill?
We should.
Because they might be going up in price.
Trade balance crap.
All right. Are you ready for your next term?
Yes.
This is a softball. Goat.
Greatest of all time. Oh, shit. I feel like I'm not good at the hand raising part of this.
I'm going to use this in a sentence.
I just blurted it out.
Muhammad Ali was the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
I'm turning to Jessica for this.
I don't know who to give it to.
Because, okay, Bill's Bill screamed it, quite frankly.
I did. I screamed.
But Jay's hand was up.
But I was, there was movement.
A lot of people don't know
this.
There was
hand movement. I think we go back to the table.
In the nephrologist community, Dr. Jacob Havermeyer is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. He's the greatest nephrologist.
Does this character show up in all the episodes, or is this just for me?
I've never met this character before.
Nope.
I find it somewhat unsettling, and worse, we're sharing a mic.
That's right.
So this whole thing has just unraveled.
So my friend,
it was fine to have him here. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm there.
I haven't given it to anyone. I mean,
should we both get a point?
Do you want to split
what's
it?
The score? Yeah, should they each get half a point?
Yeah.
I have each get one point.
I feel like I said it with such enthusiasm.
My buddy Vin Nardiello was a bouncer at a comedy club. He was there when Damon Wayans was performing, and all of his entourage would line the stage before he would go up. And when he got introduced, they would all fist pound him and go, greatest of all time. Greatest of all time.
I love that.
Greatest of all
Why
time.
Why don't we have that walking in here?
Well, I mean, if right? if we were Wayans' brother,
I think the podcast is good enough for that.
All right.
I think we're good enough.
We line people up and
Jay has four, Bill has six.
All right. We're at the last
one. Wait. What happened to the half point?
It was one full point because you guys had the whole definition too.
So I gotta get this end of sentence.
How many questions
do
we have left, though?
There's one term left.
So you have to get two, and I have to bomb it.
Yes, and if we tie,
that's total millennial.
If we tie, we have to arm wrestle.
Oh my god, that'd be perfect.
We both get a trophy. That's how it works, right?
All right, ready?
Participation.
Yes, I'd want one and a medal. I'll wear a funny hat.
Savage.
Oh. That's when you hurt somebody so bad with your words, they're like, oh, that was savage. You like murdered them with words. Like, oh my God, that burn on Dr. Jacob Havermeyer, the greatest of all time nephrologist. That was savage.
Point J.
Boom.
Did we really tie?
Well, there are a few other terms on here. I could do a panic one.
Does that have the right definition though?
When someone or something does something outrageously cool or hilarious, this term commonly replaces burn, which Jay used.
Yeah, burn. Savage burn.
Example.
You made it negative.
Example. Savage. Wow, that was a savage comeback.
That's right.
You kind of made it negative. It sounds more positive.
It also says on here something quick-witted, which I believe is also in Jay's description.
Yeah.
I'm challenging that.
Bill, you don't want me to get savage on you, do you?
All right, I have
do
one
we get challenge flags?
That isn't I don't on think the list. So. We should Google. One. Okay.
I'm curious what yours is. What's yours? Yeah, you give it.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Bougie.
Bougie.
Oh, I used this incorrectly last week, right?
Total uppity, like wanting to be, better than everybody else.
I thought
upper class.
We may have needed to go on Urban Dictionary.
I would say
bougie is short for bourgeois.
Yeah.
It's a historical term that no millennial understands because I don't read history.
So I would say that I'm going to go back to the
uppity upper class, better than everybody else.
See, I would go a little bit more subtle than that. I would go back to the original Karl Marx definition of bourgeois, where it is somebody who is upper class and sort of tone deaf to the needs of the lower class in the sense that they would do something bourgeoisie where they go out and buy a new refrigerator for no good reason.
They buy a second
refrigerator.
All right. According to Urban Dictionary, an abbreviation of the French bourgeoisie, a critical term used to describe people, things, and places that are definitely high class, also possesses swag.
Swag. Ooh, swag.
Thinking I got
so are we
yeah,
saying
I
point?
Think you get that.
How about that? 9-8?
You know what? I still have my nephrology practice to back to. I don't need this bullshit.
You'll always have nephrology.
That's right. I just like nephrology.
That was tougher than I thought.
Yeah.
But it shows me after 70 episodes, we really have no freaking idea how to speak millennial. That is the conclusion.
You have so much more learning to do.
Right? A lot to do.
But I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie.
That means a lot, Kylie. I haven't heard
Jay's
that.
Jay's digesting this right now.
Is this the first time you've heard it?
Possibly.
Especially from a woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's usually me apologizing. I don't.
You probably should apologize for that performance. I mean, you didn't win.
Well, I did pretty well. I mean, it wasn't like I got shut out. Wasn't like I didn't.
Well, that's true. It was close.
If this was Final Jeopardy, I was still in the game. It wasn't like I was a negative and I didn't even show up.
Would you bet at all that last question if it was Final Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I would have, too.
Yeah. No, I've been watching.
I would have bet a dollar.
I've been watching a ton of Jeopardy
totally
lately.
I would have bet a dollar.
And there's nothing worse than when the person's at negative in Double Jeopardy and then they go to Final Jeopardy and they're just gone. Like, they don't even say goodbye to them. Like, they just, like a trap door open and they get sucked down. My favorite, though, here's a Jeopardy observation, is like the people who are on Jeopardy don't lead exactly the most interesting life anyway, you know, because most of the time it's like, what do you do? It's like, well, I'm a butterfly expert and all I do is read books about butterflies. So they always have that segment in between like the middle of First Jeopardy. They like say, tell me about your life. Like, what's your best story?
I would love to get rid of that segment. It's me never too. Interesting.
It's never interesting, but oh, it's...
I love that part. No,
yeah, you're so such a awkward. Contrarian!
Yeah. I do. I love it because it's awkward.
It's so and uncomfortable.
Trebek has to act interested.
Here's, no, tell it, me here's when it gets oh, good. When somebody's on their fifth day, like they've been champion for 5 days, so you know... That not only are they like super nerds because all they have five of these, but this is their now fifth best story that they have.
Oh right.
Like the first best story is like I met a boxer at a casino once,
right.
And then now their fifth best story is like, you know, one time Amazon showed up early and I was in my underwear. You know,
this like, is a great. I would love a compilation of like all of Ken Jennings's stories.
Yes, well, because he was on 34 times, right? Ken Jennings, like, Ken Jennings the most winningest guy ever.
I don't pay attention.
He won. He was on that. For like over a month. He won 30. Over 30
like
times.
Yeah, and he just wrote a book on humor.
He's actually really funny. He's a good follow on Twitter.
Yeah,
we get him on.
Ken Jennings?
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Text him.
Okay.
I'm Jay Black.
Don't all comics know each other?
Right? They all know
no,
each other.
No, he's not exactly. A comic. He just wrote a book on comedy. Here, let me.
He's just a smart guy.
I'm just texting into the void.
You should send him a note.
So I think by the end, his like fun fact must have been like, oh, well, one time I had orange juice after brushing my teeth and it was not pleasant.
Oh, God, how about, awful. What if it became recursive and it was like one time I was on Jeopardy and I had won like five times in a row and Alex Trebek came and talked to me. You know, you want to talk about a guy that you would admire, Bill. Alex Trebek bangs those things out. Like if you show up for Jeopardy, they do like five tapings a day.
I love that.
So you have to show up with like all your clothes. So like all those people that like right. win, they
You've
just go
been to Jeopardy.
No, I just read a lot about Jeopardy.
You know a lot.
Yeah. So these people go in, like they do the show, then they go out, they change their clothes and they come back in and he just knocks
Jeopardy,
out like a month
and
a week.
Is Jeopardy like a, hey, let me tune into ABC and watch it at 7 o'clock or is Jeopardy I'm DVRing?
I DVR it and then watch at my leisure.
What?
That's what I was yeah. thinking. See?
Can
you
I just
binge
say,
watch
no
Jeopardy.
Way. That How was the watch? Least interesting Jeopardy trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah,
they have
yeah.
to change their clothes.
They have to change their clothes. Now I watch
I
Jeopardy.
That was interesting.
And I think no. like they win and Alex Trebek goes, all right, go and
I have to
put on a different clothes.
You said the word bang. I wasn't sure where you were going.
You know what
oh,
I would do?
Oh, man. I thought wasn't he was going with interns.
Right? Yeah. Didn't know where you were going.
No, Alex Trebek has been 34 years at the helm of Jeopardy. If
yeah,
there was going to be
thinking,
a scandal.
I was like, the Vanna no, White? No, yeah. there's no Vanna White person.
No, there's no Vanna White. There's no parties
it's
with
him.
Trump.
It's all about him.
There's nothing gross going on. Stop. There's Stop. No there's Stop. No model parties with Trump. Oh, we all saw the Vice report, right? You all saw that recently
yeah, came out? Very accurate, yes. Incredible sources. Unbelievable.
I like our president. He gives us a lot of material.
I did not agree to be on a political podcast.
Thank you, Kylie. Neither
hey,
did I.
Hey, hey, that comment was savage.
I am triggered.
Oh, triggered is a good one.
Triggered's a good one.
Yeah. I give trigger warnings at every conversation. Whenever I go to a nephrology conference,
yeah.
I stand up and go, there's going to be a lot of trigger words in this, guys.
That is on fleek, fam.
I wonder if my son's going to trigger anyone in the college audience.
Probably.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Although these are New Jersey kids, so they're a little bit less easy to offend.
I told him what you said, though. The teens age.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cute.
Right.
Cute kid. So, but 15 and up, they're going to treat you mm-hmm. like you better make
well,
a laugh.
Especially yeah. if he's taller now and looks older.
He's taller than me.
Aw.
Yeah. So yeah. it's gonna be, yeah. yeah.
He can't wait. King so wait, this happened 2 weeks ago?
Well, no. Like,
how'd he do?
Great.
Awesome.
They
awesome.
Were cheering so much I couldn't come back on stage.
I figured that. That was it. Did an encore.
I just left. I said, you know what? He's gonna take the next hour.
So does this drop next week?
No, we have like five other podcasts that go in between now and then. Yeah.
Did we
Chase
out with
Anthony
Luke?
Drops tomorrow. We're not going to record over the ones that we already have in our system, so Luke can give them all to us at once.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week is...
Kind of business usually ends each podcast.
Gonna be
people get
gonna
caught
be
up
this
in
one.
Hour yeah. planning.
We have...
all of this will have been irrelevant by the time this comes out?
Yes, but people
oh, good.
Seem to enjoy
yeah, it. Yeah, no, do this on air.
Yeah, yeah. I preach too, actually.
A lot of times we have to talk about current events that we think will happen.
We should probably say goodbye to Kylie.
Like, I can't believe we're in a war with both North Korea and Malaysia. It's very shocking to me that we're fighting both of them in
You're
space.
You're saying like to... Oh, Space yeah, Force
The
is
Space
coming.
War is coming.
Space Force. Space Force, I love it. Best idea
Oh,
yet.
Brother.
Anyway. All right, guys, so I think that's it.
Thank Yay. You for having me on. This was
Kylie,
a fun
thanks
time.
For coming
thanks
on.
For you coming,
Kylie. Thank you for helping us overcome our technical difficulties, sharing a mic.
If you,
that's right.
And if you ever need more millennial terms, I will Google millennial terms again.
I think thank this you. Could be a regular
By the way,
that we do every month.
Kylie yeah. Googling millennial terms, literally the most amount of work done for this podcast.
Ever.
One boop, 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 yep, done. Yeah.
I printed, I highlighted.
Yeah. Wow. Right, highlighted? Holy crap.
So if you've downloaded this episode, go back to nj1015.com and subscribe so you never miss another one. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Chestnut. Don't worry about Jay. He'll find you.
For all of your nephrology needs, go to www.jaythemillennialnephrologist.
And Kylie, what about you?
Twitter? I am Twitter at Kylie Wyote, Instagram Kylie Moore, but the O's are zeros.
Ooh.
Well played.
Ooh. That's on fleek.
Awesome.
Thanks.
This whole podcast was lit.
Yeah.